This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Wisconsin cranberry growers have suffered for their success in recent years, with record harvests outpacing demand and depressing prices nationwide. So as Rich Kramer reports, Wisconsin growers are looking for ways to grow demand in new markets.
In late September, more than 100,000 people converged on the tiny village of Warrens for a three-day celebration of the cranberry. Among the revelers were a group of friends from Green Bay who rode 3 hours by bus to shop and sample the cranberry-laced foods.
Well, we're on our way to get the sausage and the cranberry cheese right over on the corner there.
They have cranberry cream puffs. If you try them, they're supposed to be delicious.
But despite the merriment in Warrens, the Wisconsin cranberry industry has faced challenges over the last few years. In 2016, the state saw a record harvest, and this year's projections aren't far behind. That would be a good thing, but demand isn't keeping pace, and prices for fresh fruit have fallen by 20%. So the industry is working to grow new demand in China and India. Tom Lochner of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association says that means introducing the fruit to people who have never heard of it.
We're introducing people to cranberry. So when we go into, whether it's Western Europe or UK or Asia, they don't even have words for cranberry. And they don't know what they are. So we have to tell them what the fruit is and then convince them to eat it.
That convincing starts with a bus full of Chinese and Indian business leaders, bloggers, and social media influencers visiting the Cutler Cranberry Farm in Camp Douglas. This is what the U.S. Cranberry Marketing Committee calls a reverse trade mission. The goal is to educate the visitors about how cranberries are grown, harvested, and packed. Then they'll go back home and spread the word. Mabel Zhuang is a consultant for the cranberry industry in China. In 2013, she was part of the first U.S.-branded campaign there.
At that time, we did a survey. Less than 4% of the Chinese consumers are aware of cranberry as a fruit. Compared with a blueberry, strawberry, they have very high awareness rate. But after 5 years promotion, now the awareness rate has increased to over 50%. It's a huge increase in the past 5 years.
That success has been with dried berries in bread, cookies, and packages of mixed nuts. This year, the marketing committee made its first moves in India. Ravindra Yadav is an international trade consultant for Technopak Advisors, a contractor for the U.S. cranberry industry. He says only a small percentage of the population has ever heard of the fruit, so he's trying to incorporate it into the local cuisine.
Taking it as a health supplement is absolutely okay. Cranberry juice is picking up. But to, you know, have it as a part of the daily meal, that is a kind of challenge, but I think we are working on it. We have hired a few chefs who would be developing recipes, Indian recipes around cranberries.
After donning waders and walking through a flooded cranberry bed, the delegation toured the processing building at the Cutler Cranberry Company, where berries are dried, sorted, and packed. Seattle-based marketing committee consultant Brooks Erickson helped organize the tour. He says growing demand overseas will take time, but is vitally important.
In terms of for this specific trip, China and India are really huge markets that we've just gotten started in, and I think that for the future health of this industry, it'll be important to continue to invest in them to really increase the demand overseas.
The reverse trade mission cost around $60,000 and was paid for by federal grants and fees paid on each barrel of cranberries. While growers wait for their labors in Asia to bear fruit, they're hopeful the long-term strategy will stabilize the market and improve prices. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.